This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here tonight, it's Ian
and Conan.
We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. In fact, our next caller, I'm glad he's on the line because he works in a restaurant. So I want to get his opinion on this last guy that we had on the line. The last guy that was on the line, Dan, in Maine, sounded like a younger business owner.
Yep. Coffee shop guy.
Said he's running a coffee shop, and he says it's harder than ever to find employees who can do basic things like show up on time, smile at a customer. And Aria blew the guy off by saying, well, you're just not paying people enough. He says, I'm paying people 20 bucks an hour.
Blaming everyone except the business owner here.
Chat room commented that they don't think that he was being quite serious about what he was paying some of these new entry-level teenagers.
I wouldn't doubt he was lying.
Yeah, I don't doubt it either. Maybe some of the old. Maybe
I sure as hell wouldn't want to pay him $20 an hour, but that may be what's required in the market.
Maybe some of those 6-year veterans are making $20 an hour, but I can't see a 16-year-old who's never worked a job in his life making $20 an hour. I mean, I'm sorry, it's not that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
This is happening throughout the entire restaurant industry, which has been for decades railroaded as one of the worst industries to work in. And people like Dan are like, you know, I have this huge turnover rate suddenly and I can't find any employees. Everyone is looking at everyone to blame except the people managing these places, the people owning these places.
Well, he's finding people. They just can't show up on time.
They're quitting. They're not motivated to show up on time.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe they suck.
It's not. Maybe he sucks.
All right,
that's possible.
I am in a totally different work environment. I do mail delivery. We have the exact same problems, and it's not teenagers. It's full-grown adults who can't do the job. They can't do it, and then they decide after a week or two that they don't want to do it. They want to go back and live at mom's house or live with or their wife works, yeah. And they, you know.
I'm with you on this, Conan. I think it's a societal problem that is created by the government, and they don't want people to work. They want people to be lazy, and they want them to be reliant
on the state. Yeah.
But based on what we've seen, though, they're not going back to live with mom or whatever when they quit these places. They're going to try out a different job and work it for 2 weeks, and if it doesn't meet their needs, they'll just try a different one.
Well, a lot of them are going
back. The last three people I've seen all went back to live with their spouse. Their spouse was working, and they decided they didn't want
to
work.
I want to go back to the phones here, because Stephen is on the line in Georgia. And I realize, Stephen, you called in. You said you had a question for Conan. I want to get to that. But since you're not the boss. You're just the guy working in the kitchen at a major chain place in North Georgia. And that's my recollection.
Yeah.
That's still true, right?
I'm divisional management, but yeah, I mean.
Okay. Well, you're in the kitchen, though. I mean, every time you're calling in, I hear clinging and clanging in the background, so you're not sitting in an office.
Nope.
Okay. You're there on the floor. You're seeing the employees coming in. You're seeing them go. Can you relate at all to what Dan in Maine was talking about, or is Aria completely right, and this Dan guy is just treating employees like crap, and that's why he can't hold on to them?
So there's two things. One, I want to know, Aria, where $20 is minimum. Like, I'll go there right now.
Yeah, me too. To wash dishes? To mop a floor?
People say that, right? But some of these places that offer $20 an hour, you get there, you might have the boss screaming at you, hey, you're not allowed to sit down while you're doing this. There's no breaks. Get back to work. $20 an hour is not enough to work for a POS boss in a hostile work environment.
Well, we have no evidence this guy is a POS. We don't know anything about him.
We don't. And I'm not saying he is. I'm saying that $20.
You were saying that.
No, I said $20 isn't necessarily enough. That's literally how I started that statement.
This guy's working in the kitchen, and he's a manager, and he isn't working and making $20. What do you mind saying, Stephen, what they're paying you?
So I am a certified meat cutter, a certified chef. I'm a certified gold level serve pro, like health inspection stuff, and I make $18.30.
Wow.
And I've been doing this for 7 years, and I have certificates from well-known institutions. that say I can hold my own.
Yeah, and this guy's hiring teenagers at 18 or 19 or 20 bucks an hour off the street.
He says.
That's what he says. I mean, I don't disbelieve him.
At my old job, we have a 25-year-old fresh out of college making $20 an hour.
Wow, I'm in the wrong job. I need to start looking around.
I don't see why this guy's going to call in and lie about it. His whole point was to talk about his experience.
To make coffee and maybe mop the floor or clean the counter. And
it's hard to find people.
Take the trash out.
I think that the thing is, I mean, Ari's not giving him any credit whatsoever. She's jumping to conclusions, but I think that it is that hard to find people.
I've worked for people like Dan. I'm not jumping to conclusions. Throughout most of my life, I've worked for people like Dan.
You don't know anything about that guy.
He's saying that, you know, he can't keep a staff. He's got this high turnover rate. He's doing everything he can.
Yeah, you go out there and try running a business and see what it's like right now.
I've heard that crap my entire life.
Every restaurant in downtown Keene is hiring.
Yep, everyone's got a sign out.
Yasso, our favorite Jamaican place in downtown Keene, the last time I was there, which was like a week and a half ago, had a sign out hiring every position in the place, up front, back in the kitchen, you name it, she's hiring in that place. And, you know,
and
I don't know.
You make $20 an hour doing it, so why aren't you going to get it, Conan?
I told you during the break, because my job has specific caveats that I enjoy. Basically, I work on my own. I don't have someone breathing down my throat.
So what you're saying is,
and I get a vehicle
enough for you to be out there just washing dishes occasionally mopping the floor. That's what you're saying.
If I have to maintain my own vehicle, which is something that has to be considered, so I'm always very nervous that my vehicle is going to break down. If I didn't have that looming over my shoulder, if I can just go to work, I ride my bike to work because it's right here in town. Yeah, I would mop floors for $20 an hour, sure.
Steven, so tell me a little bit more. What are you seeing on the floor there with employees coming and going? What do you see?
Yeah, I really wanted to actually talk about that. If you weren't here before COVID, you don't last 6 months. And if you're 20 or 21 or younger, you don't last 4 months. And part of that is that restaurants are desperate. And I remember a point in time where you walk in and the kitchen, like, every kitchen has its own atmosphere, but we're going to listen to death metal, we're going to listen to gangster rap, and we're going to joke around and have fun. And one of the things that's happened is you can't do that a lot of times anymore, especially in corporate kitchens. So, like, dudes come in and they say something stupid and everyone's got a negative attitude about them and they get their head bitten off over it. And so, like, this whole I can't keep people, it's not you, dude. It's the industry. The industry can't keep people right now. If you've been doing this since before COVID, you're not staying 6 months. And you're probably going to restaurant hop.
Why can't the industry keep people? We're dancing around that issue.
Because, my opinion, the 18, 19, 20-year-olds, feel entitled.
So hire 21-year-olds. Why can't you keep 21-year-olds?
Because 21-year-olds aren't leaving their jobs. People that have good kitchen jobs aren't leaving their good kitchen job. Like,
right, they can go to the boss and say, give me a raise and, you know, I'll stick with you, and they're staying, is what you're saying.
Well, not only that, but we have a few people here that left for 3 or 4 months and they came and they're like, hey man, I'll take a pay cut, but can I come back? Like, and that happens regularly. And I think some of that doesn't have to do with me, but it has to do with some of the other managers that are just, like, super chill. And, like, this place still has a soul. And you're, like, in the back you hear pots clanging, but I'm surprised you don't hear death metal, right? And we allow them to have fun, and we encourage them to come in and be happy. And when somebody does something stupid, we allow it to be addressed.
But you're saying young people don't have what it takes because they have been indoctrinated to expect everything handed them on a silver platter. They're not willing to do the work. They're lazy. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
And that is certainly true to that.
I guess people want their own community, and when they don't get it, they get upset. So we had a guy here who had a MAGA hat on, and we had a girl who was like, he needs to take that off. And I was like, actually, he's not in the dining room, so he doesn't. if he was in the dining room, I would ask to take it off because I don't want to hear people say anything.
Sure.
But no, you don't get to dictate what that person wears.
Stephen, hold that thought here. We're going to continue. Bring you back here in just a moment. I know you originally called in with a question for Conan. So sure. I want to make sure he gets a chance to get to that. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. If you're in the industry, you're in the hospitality industry, you work in restaurants, whether you're in management or you're just in the back of the kitchen or up front or whatever, and you want to weigh in on this discussion.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open, especially if you're in the hospitality business and you want to weigh in on, is it that much harder to find good help these days? sure as hell seems like it. And that's from me looking on the outside in. I see help wanted signs everywhere I go. And not just the restaurants. Yeah, not just in restaurants. But certainly those have always been a high turnover business.
With incentives posted underneath. Mm-hmm. So signing bonuses or we'll move you for free if we need to.
Some of them are also dishonest about their incentives. So I saw one online today that is, we're going to pay you $16 an hour. Okay, that seems promising.
Is there an asterisk next
to it? $16.
Well, it's even worse than that. The pay rate is actually $13 an hour plus benefits, and they're estimating that the benefits are worth $3 an hour. So there
is it a corporate place or a local?
Yeah, it was corporate. So there's still a lot of shady stuff like that going on in these places, and you know that's how some of these places get to their we're paying $18 an hour or whatever, okay, but they're actually paying you $15 an hour.
Right. Or they might consider, they might feed you lunch for free or something.
Yes, they might also.
And they'll tack that onto your hourly.
By the way, speaking of food, grab some Truth Smacks and help do some outreach to people that need to hear the ideas of freedom, because on the back of the bags of this amazing trail mix brand are some really awesome truth-related quotes. And essentially, like I said, it's like an outreach tool, basically. You can get to people through their stomachs, because Suzanne, a former English teacher and a longtime truth seeker, has started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida, and she calls it Truth Snacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the back of every bag. They got two flavors. One is the original and another peppermint infused. It's available in two sizes as well. TruthSnacks.com/shop. That's TruthSnacks.com/shop. It's made with all raw, unadulterated ingredients. This is good stuff. It's only food as nature intended. TruthSnacks.com/shop. They're spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. We get back to Stephen in Georgia. He works in restaurants. He's been in there for at least the last 7 years. Has it all been with the same company, or have you been kind of moved around or here and there?
So it's kind of been with the same company. Well, it's been with different companies. But when COVID went down and the company that I worked for shut down, I stayed with my boss.
I see.
So he got a job, and then I was like, I want to work for you. And he's like, all right, come on. And now, in a weird turn of events, we are peers, which is really fun.
Hmm. So you're saying that the young people that are coming in there are completely useless. Like, most of them, they're not sticking it out. They don't know the basics of just showing up on time and having a good attitude.
No, that's not it. That's what I said. I apologize. What it is they haven't been ever told they're wrong. And in this industry...
You did use the term entitled.
You say something? Well, yeah, they're entitled. And they feel like, hey, I don't have to scrub that, or I don't have to do this. And you should just give me $12 an hour to wait tables plus tips. Like, I've had that conversation. The big issue that I have with a lot of these young people is, one, they're dishonest. And two, they can't stand competing ideas. So I work here 60 hours a week. I listen to the radio show. I talk politics. And somebody told me that I was a domestic terrorist, and I was like, why? Let's have an honest conversation. And she shoved her hands into her ears, shoved her fingers into her ears, and went, la, 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 la.
Dude, we've had callers that do that.
I said, you don't get to do that here. Either go home, don't bring it up, or get ready to have a legitimate, articulate conversation. You pick.
Nice.
And she calls her mommy.
Wow.
I mean, there definitely is that mentality. I mean, among people, as you said, I think 18 to 21, 22-year-olds, somewhere around there. Yeah, the younger generation, there is a lot of that entitled mentality among them. But at the place I work, one of our best employees was also one of these. One of our worst employees was one of these 20-year-old, worthless people who can't take criticism, has to be coddled, and you can't say anything. You can't have any fun conversations around them. They're going to
be offended.
They're offended. And the other one's pretty much the same age, but actually a good worker.
They probably had good parents who taught them good values.
They didn't, though. They're upper middle class. Their parents are professors at the university. Wow. They've been spoiled and coddled their entire life.
How the hell did they end up that way?
I don't know. But
well, maybe it's the standard, like teenagers, they turn the opposite way from their parents, right? So if their parents were coddling them, they said, you know what, I want to be more independent. Steven, you called with a question for Conan. Go ahead.
Yeah, and side note, I'm working, so if the clacking gets a little loud, feel free to just turn me off.
You're good, man. Go ahead.
Or mute me or whatever. So, Conan, last time you were on the show, you and Aria got in a little conversation about, and here's what I believe you said, Russia will live 200 more years, but the United States won't make it one more year. You believe that a few states up there are going to separate. My question to you is, what plan? Because I know you're a prepper. You've mentioned it before. What are your plans to expand the territory of volunteerism in a post-collapse world?
Well, I've been trying for the last 10 years, being here in Keene, doing my urban gardening. I raise chickens, I raise rabbits, and my garden is huge. You can see it from Google.
Wow.
The Google Maps. And everyone in my neighborhood knows who I am. This could be a bad thing, because the first step in prepping is you don't tell people you're a prepper. I've been trying to introduce this to my neighbors. They're all really intrigued. They're all, you know, all happy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if it hits the fan, I already know where they're going to go. Now, now the first wave might not make it through, but I only have so much ammo. But that's first. Firsties is I'm trying to live by example. I'm trying to prove that it's possible. I, with the exception of animal feed for my chickens and for my rabbits, I am 100% self-sufficient. I grow enough food that I would never have to walk into a store to buy anything. I do go, you know, to Aldi's. I buy milk. I buy crackers and I buy bean burrito wraps every now and then. But
you could live without those.
But yes, I could live without those. So at the moment, they're icing on the cake. But I am 100% self-sufficient. This year, I plan to grow enough types of plants that my chickens and my rabbits could survive off of, that will prevent me from having to go to the tractor supply where I get my feed. So yes, number one is live by example, and I'm just hoping that people stop growing flowers and actually start growing something that they can eat.
So to answer his question, you're saying you're helping people understand the way to be self-sufficient. For instance, Aria and Bonnie have taken to gardening.
Yep,
I think
yep,
you were a big influence.
And start small. Start with something that you can actually manage, 100 square foot, 10 by 10. You know, anyone could do that. And when you start figuring out what actually grows in your region, you know, what's possible, and when you figure out all of the rocks and the roots that you have to dig up, so there's a lot of infrastructure involved. You have to set up shop early on, because I've been doing it for 10 years and I'm still not as big as I want to be.
There you go, Steven.
But as far as voluntarism, step one, do it first. Prove that you can do it, and prove to yourself that it is actually possible before you start trying to preach to other people what they should do.
Thank you, Steven, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We got more coming up, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News. The top Senate Democrat says his members are continuing talks with Senate Republicans as they try to reach some sort of compromise bill to address gun violence. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor Tuesday morning says he's giving them some space to get a result.
We know we're not going to get everything we want. We know that the push for even more meaningful gun safety will continue after this debate, but making real progress is very important.
A recount is set to take place in a tightly contested congressional primary. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who'd knock Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here, bring up what you want. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We're talking about how to prepare yourself for the end of the nation state as we know it. Well, having a garden's a good plan, as Conan had suggested, and having some alternative currency is also a good one. Get over to Bitcoin.com and learn about cryptocurrency. Click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find lots of great introductory information there to give you the basics about crypto, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, over at Bitcoin.com. Again, just click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not brand new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them for you every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. We are going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to bring up that, do you remember that I brought up that school bus that got hit by a speeder that got flipped over?
Yeah, that's right. So, flipped on
wait,
its side.
The families are going to throw a lawsuit against the speeder in the white car, and then the APS, the school board, and then also the school driver. And
why? Why was the driver at fault? They got T-boned.
Well, you know what? That's the logic of this. I heard this. It's like, it's just kind of like overstretched, frivolous lawsuit. And what they,
yeah,
I mean,
it sounds
like
it.
Yeah, it is. Well, what they left out is the city. They need to sue the city for removing the speeding cameras and red light cameras for these people were speeding in drag racing. So they are suing
the
driver.
I'm sorry, sir, but the city will not be held liable for removing a red light camera because somebody decided to go and speed at 100 miles an hour down the street.
Crazier things have happened.
They will not be held liable for that. They are immune from any kind of liability and
for removing a sign, a stop sign.
No, she said red light cameras.
I thought it was.
Because well, the thing
is, besides, a guy going 100 miles an hour doing a drag race doesn't give a damn about a stop sign.
Yeah. But if there was a stop sign that was there and someone removed it and then the accident happened, I think you could hold whoever removed it as liable.
I don't know. It's hard as hell to hold government in any way liable or accountable. It's very, very difficult to do that. There are some very limited circumstances.
Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing?
No, the thing is that I like the part that they want to sue the driver that hit him, and then his insurance company, yes. But why are they jacking up the driver? Why are they jacking up the APS, the school? But that's because they got a bottomless pit? I mean, just to extort money?
Because this is our culture, Sarah. This is, people are just mean like that. They're jerks. They're like, well, where's the money at? Well, here's an option, here's an option, here's an option. Let's sue them all. Let's just throw whatever sticks what sticks to the wall, and we'll go. Maybe we'll get a nice fat paycheck.
I'm okay with frivolous lawsuits against the government. I mean, if even one in 100 wins and the government loses, they have to fight off these lawsuits, and then the taxpayers
are paying for it.
But collapse the system faster.
With the exception of the driver, the drag racer, the other two entities, that's taxpayer. So my question is, why have they decided to sue the bus driver who was just doing his job and someone decided to T-bone him? Now that's crap.
That guy's got no money. He's a damn bus driver. He can't get money out of a stone.
That's why they gotta go for the APS. I mean, the guy's got minimum, there's nothing to get out of him. That's a blood out of a turnip. So then now they're going to go to the school, the bottomless pit.
Yeah, well, so they're not going to get anything out of the school. I'll guarantee you on
like
that.
Like I said, weirder things have happened. People have gotten criminals breaking into some dude's house, burglars, cut themselves, entering into the window,
sued the owner.
But I'm saying, there have been weirder suits that have won money for the criminal.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And thank you for the call. They're not saying the criminal's going to be suing. The criminal's going to be sued in this case, man who was doing the drag race. Aria, I mean, I'm all in favor of stick it to the state if they've done something wrong, but in this case, I mean,
this
is a school bus driver driving some kids
home. But the taxpayer suffers, though.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. No one knows where the money comes from. No one knows where the food comes from. No one knows where the Sarah, your red light cameras, your speeding cameras, you don't know where that comes from, woman.
It's a private corporation that installed those.
Well, but who paid for it? Who paid that private corporation to install all this? Yeah, exactly. But Sarah doesn't understand how that works because she doesn't pay taxes.
But Ian, you're right, and I would walk my statement back a bit. I'm not a fan of frivolous lawsuits against the state unless the state has done something wrong. Even if it's a minor transgression against you, they did something wrong. Hold them accountable.
I totally agree with you there. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, this family probably didn't have any money and hired an ambulance chaser. And they'll throw everything against the wall to see what sticks. Sue everybody around the pond.
Yep,
right.
But anyway, Sarah brought up some interesting stuff a while back, but I don't want to delve into that. It's like where Crisco came from. That's a leftover from World War II.
What were you calling about then?
Submarine lieutenant.
Submarine lieutenant? What?
Yeah, Crisco, hydrogenated oil. That way, if the sub got hit in the ass, it wouldn't leave a blood trail.
Wait, how does that explain how this works? They
hydrogenated vegetable oil. They fill just like using it for gear fluid in your transmission. It gets warm. It turns back into oil. It lubes whatever. But if you're harpooned, it doesn't float like. Leave that black mud trail, like, you know.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. So they decided it was good enough to spread on toast and feed it to us.
Hey, there's a lot of interesting things that came from the military, like the microwave oven. They discovered that when they were putting up the radar dishes just before World War II in Hawaii. One of the operators was sitting there with a chocolate bar in his top pocket, and the damn thing melted.
Really?
And then he died from radiation 2 years later.
Did he really?
I don't know. I'm guessing. Wow.
It very well could have. I mean, I know one of my buddies grew horns on his neck, died of Agent Orange, and so did some of his kids.
Damn.
But, yeah, that's what I got to say, too.
All right, Major. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
I want to make sure I understand what he was saying about Crisco. So they basically used it in place of oil because if a
lubricant.
Yeah. So because if a submarine gets hit, it's going to leak oil, which is a liquid, and it's going to
leave a trail.
But Crisco, presumably...
does not.
He said it would sink.
It floats. I think it floats.
Oh, okay.
Because that's
just bizarre.
Interesting story.
Yeah, I've never heard that, and I would never have given that any thought whatsoever. So thank you for that.
Yeah, people stop eating Crisco and margarine.
I never really thought it was considered food, was it? Is this gross?
I grew up eating the stuff, and now I know what I know, and oh, my God. Hey, you know what? If the bugs won't eat it, if you can take a tub of margarine, put it on your porch.
And flies ignore
it. And just let it sit there for weeks.
Yeah, oh, God.
And the so bugs gross. Won't eat it.
Really?
You don't want to mess with
that's
it.
That's creepy.
It is. That's all I'm saying. I do lard, olive oil, coconut oil. That's it.
Yeah.
Beef tallow.
I do olive oil.
The natural stuff seems to have made a comeback.
Well, they say that peanut oil and castor oil and all those are natural too, but when you consider the processes, mm-hmm, the very lengthy processes, then they got to bleach it afterwards, and it's not natural. There's nothing natural about it.
We can all agree that Crisco is not natural.
Well, I mean, it's a natural lubricant for submarines.
Okay, and I'm okay if people want to use it for that purpose, but don't feed it to your kids. Well, it's a bad idea to feed it to your kids, so please don't.
Coming up, we got the metaverse, another alleged rape that has occurred in the metaverse.
Supposedly.
Yeah, well, I got videos.
Allegedly.
So if you want to see it, Conan.
I think this is just the next wave of metaverse police. They want to set the police up before the metaverse gets up and running.
I've got a story here from the Davos.
So I don't take this article with a big fat grain of salt. I think it's a setup.
The UAE minister says that serious crime in the metaverse should be outlawed by the United Nations.
Yes. Yeah. More control.
So
they want to get control before they unroll it.
Yeah, and we're just talking about a video game here. There's more coming up in moments. You can join us. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Hi,
Ian.
You can bring up whatever you want, and that is the point here on Free Talk Live. I want to thank Bonnie Nestat, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. It's a Patreon, and she is a gold-level supporter, which means Bonnie is contributing at least $10 a month to the show. Really appreciate it. You can join her over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And you get some cool perks, you get some benefits for joining up there and helping us spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. It's amps.freetalklive.com. So, Conan, we got another story, because this isn't the first time. It was, what, 3 months ago maybe or something like that? It's been a couple months since the last supposed metaverse rape.
Which doesn't even make sense.
I can't wait to hear what these people are crying about, because I've seen the video, and it's stupid, but it's not a rape.
It's someone who's never played a video game in their life and has never been teabagged, because that is...
That's exactly it. I was going to mention that as well. It's like saying that getting teabagged in...
That's humiliating, and it's happened,
it was a teabag.
It's happened to all of us.
Can you describe it on the radio?
This was not teabagging.
Can you describe teabagging on the radio? Because it sounds a little dirty. I don't know if you can do that.
It's when you defeat someone in a video game, and you go and you basically sit on top
of them. You squat on their face.
I see.
Up and down, up and down, up and down, and it's humiliating, because you got ganked.
Is what it is.
It's something kids do.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that's happened here, except this is not that level at all. Disturbing accounts of women being sexually assaulted and harassed in the metaverse are racking up, according to online watchdogs. One 21-year-old woman says she was raped within 1 hour of being in the metaverse, according to a new report.
I hope if this woman ever encounters a real rape victim that they slap this person. Like, this is such an insult to an actual victim of actual bodily violations of their, you know, privates. That's insane.
All of these terms are being redefined.
Yeah, this is crazy.
You know, racism is redefined. Rape is redefined. It's a new. These kids These kids that won't go to work and work in the restaurants that we were talking about before, they're redefining and making up all these new words so they can be a victim.
Yeah, they don't know the difference. To them, all of these things are interchangeable. Sexual harassment, sexual assault, and rape, they're all the same thing to these people who are under the age of 25 or so. Like, I see it all the time on Facebook where someone talks about, you know, some experience where they were sexually harassed, and they interchangeably use words like, I was sexually assaulted, or I was raped, or whatever, and you came to find out it was like some
dude was hitting on her.
Yeah. So they don't even know the difference, man.
It's sad. This, according to a new report from Some of Us, a nonprofit advocacy organization and online community that campaigns to hold corporations accountable for a variety of alleged infractions. The report,
what a fun bunch,
titled Metaverse, Another Cesspool of Toxic Content, takes a deep dive into allegations of a woman being virtually gang raped.
Imagine doing this with your life. Imagine being like, I want to be a journalist. And then you go to journalism school and you get a career, and then you're writing an article about a woman getting raped in a video game.
Like I said, take this whole article with a big fat grain of salt. We need
take
to
take it with a shot of vodka
and some and yes.
That's the only way it's going to make sense.
That's what allegedly happened here, was they forced virtual alcohol on this woman and held her against her will.
Who took it? Took it and consumed it. What's that all about?
I don't know.
How can you force someone to take it out of their hands and actually drink from it?
I mean, we don't know how the game is programmed here. It's possible she was reaching out to push it away, and the game is programmed to transfer the bottle to her hand.
Yeah,
we have no idea.
They get into it where apparently, I'm sure it's mentioned in your article, Conan, but apparently the Horizon Worlds, which is the new Facebook metaverse thing.
Where they don't even have, they're torsos. It's worth remembering that she got raped by a torso.
They have something called a personal boundary. So the first time this rape thing happened, Facebook said, okay, well, you know, we've got this feature. It's personal boundary. You can turn it on. Now, apparently it's set default on, which means
that she turned hers off.
So she must have turned hers off.
Yes, but if you leave it on, you can't even talk to other people.
You know, it says you just can't. It says that people just cannot come near your avatar. They have to stay 4 virtual feet away.
I was under the impression it also meant you wouldn't hear them and they wouldn't hear you.
I don't know about that.
Maybe another option.
They could say something offensive
yeah.
and
rape your ears.
Rape you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what these people would say.
You're hurting my ears with your sexual assault.
Right. What might I say? We're raping your ears.
That is actually a term.
When I'm
listening to the gangster rap, that's the term that I use.
Hey, baby, I've really got a thing for low-res human torsos.
Oh, God.
Because that's what we're talking about here, by the way. These characters do not have anything below the waist. There is nothing there. There's no legs. There's no crotch. They start at the belly button, and they go up to the head, and that's it.
They have Minecraft arms, right? They don't have hands and fingers or whatever. It's just a solid, it's a rectangle is their arm. They're floating. I was shocked by the really low frame rate, right? This is not high fidelity. There's no mistaking this for the real world. If you're wearing a 3D headset, you're not going to think, oh, my God, is this real life? No. You're obviously playing this crappy...
It's so low res.
It's
so
terrible.
Crap.
And it's just a torso of someone standing there. Well, floating.
Yeah, floating. Everybody floats in Horizon Worlds. All right, what else, Conan?
The young woman who works as a researcher for the group... The group is Some of Us.
She is paid to research, quote, rapes in the virtual world.
Was led into a private room at a party on Horizon Worlds, a metaverse platform released by Meta last December in the U.S. and Canada.
I would like to see the rest of this clip now.
That allows users to gather with others, play games, and build their own virtual worlds. She has claimed her avatar raped by a user while another watched and passed around a virtual bottle of vodka, and others could be seen watching through a window.
Hold on, I've been to a fair number of parties, and you never go to the back room with someone holding a video camera and a bottle of liquor
that you don't know, and
unless you know what's about to go down. And if you don't know, just take a look around, and it should be obvious, that's what's about to go down.
So I would love to see the rest of this clip. There's video. We watched it during the break. It's not worth playing on the air because it's just, you know, some salacious comments.
The 30 seconds that we saw was just, it's a party, and it's just, No, we don't need to watch any more of this.
But what happened beforehand? That's what I want to know. What did they say to her about, like, why they needed to take her to the back room? Did she go to the back room because she knew something bad was going to happen and she wanted this?
If this happened in real life, right? I mean, just imagine being in that situation where these two dudes, one of them is standing there with a video camera, a bottle of liquor, and the other guy's like, hey, let's go to the back room here at this party, right? And if what happened in the video happened in real life, where you got one guy pressing against her, the other guy trying to shove alcohol down her throat while videotaping, okay, yeah, you're probably breaking some laws there.
No doubt.
But this is a video game. None of this is actually happening.
No, it's could hit log out at any time that you wanted to.
She took that bottle of vodka. She took a swig.
I don't know about that. I think she just grabbed the thing and she set it down on the window.
After she took a swig,
I think that's
I saw it.
Conan's right. She got drunk and she was in this special situation. She was asking for it.
In a chilling video clip released by some of us, one avatar is recorded saying, "Check this out. It's a free show. Oh, getting it. Get down with that gritty. You heard." Meanwhile, the bystander avatar responds with, "You're gonna need more of this, shorty," while passing the virtual bottle around. Hey, a free show! The avatar is then heard shouting.
The fully clothed torso.
Because
the avatar you have on Snapchat and Facebook's horrible avatars are better than what you see in Horizon Worlds.
Facebook? This isn't Facebook?
It is, but...
This is Facebook's product.
Yeah.
No, it's Meta's product, and Facebook is a separate entity. You have an avatar on Facebook.
Well, it's the same company.
If you've ever gone through to make your avatar on Facebook, you have an avatar.
I didn't know that was an option.
It is an option. It's very simple. They got the idea from Snapchat, once Snapchat did it. And those avatars look better than what you find in Horizon's world.
Now here's how Horizon works. So here's some of the mechanics.
And they have legs.
When a user is touched by another in the metaverse, the hand controllers vibrate, creating a very disorienting and even disturbing physical experience during a virtual assault. It happens.
He made my head vibrate.
It happens so fast, I was kind of disassociated.
Oh my God.
One part of my brain was like, WTF, it's happening. The other part was like, this isn't a real body. And another part was like, this is important research.
You ain't going to make it. This person is not going
to
make it.
This can't be real, man. This has to be like one of those crazy Onion articles that you give. Like, you know, here's this teacher who was forcing kids to be trans or whatever. This can't be real.
The watchdog also noted that the VR users have long reported problems with sexual harassment, verbal abuse, racial slurs, and invasion of personal space on a myriad of apps.
Well, I believe that.
Definitely.
I mean, there's a bunch of punk kids in there, and they got nothing better to do. It's...
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.